International Grandmaster Yasser Serwan is currently serving as the Grandmaster in Residence at the St. Louis Chess Club. Raised in Seattle, the Syrian native is a four-time U.S. chess champion and has played 10 times on the U.S. Olympic chess team. After four decades, Serwan has been able to trace the popularity of the sport in the U.S. through the latter half of the 20th century, and now to St. Louis.
These top players are coming because they're getting scholarships, and also their presence is kind of creating this magnet that's drawing, you know, the more players you draw, the more players are drawn to the activity.
The growth of the chess scene in St. Louis can be traced back to businessman and political benefactor Rex Ziegfeld. He opened up the nonprofit Chess Club and Scholastic Center in the Central West End 4 years ago. Since then, the city has been twice named Chess City of the Year by the U.S. Chess Federation and the center named Chess Club of the Year in 2010. Across the street is the World Chess Hall of Fame, which serves as an exhibition space for both chess and the arts. Belarus native and woman grandmaster Anna Sharevich is working on her master's in public administration at Lindenwood while on scholarship. Sharevich learned to play the game at the age of five from her father. She became aware of the club's growing popularity through her American friends, but couldn't land on the right opportunity to come across the waters to study, until now.
That was my goal. I was trying to find the place where I will be able not only to study, but also not to forget how to play chess. And we have so much attention from the coaches, and like it's nice to be in the heart, in the chess heart of America.
But as one knows, chess is not a solo sport. Husband and wife team Andre and Marani Diamond came from Brazil by way of Texas to play at Webster University. The international relations majors are also parents to a four-year-old son. Wife Marani, who also teaches at a local school, enjoys seeing both husband and child play.
I love to watch his games. It's like when I'm home and I have some time. Right now he's teaching our little son also to play. He's four. He knows how to move some pieces already. So I'm really excited for when he starts to go into tournaments because I really love teaching kids and I love to be there.
The new wave of chess is something that St. Louis native and former state chess champion Doug Eckert would have never fathomed coming to the city. He is a chess star in his own right. He played in 1983 and 84 when he won the U.S. Junior Open 2 years in a row. He also played Garry Kasparov, who is considered one of the best chess players of all time. An accountant by day, Eckert continues to compete in tournaments sponsored by the club. He's confident in the idea of St. Louis continuing to grow its chess anchor.
There's things that make a city attractive. I mean, having a good baseball team or having a good symphony. I mean, chess is just another part of that fabric of making St. Louis an attractive place to be.
The chess club currently has over 900 active members. 47% of their membership base is full-time students of all ages. Erin Williams, St. Louis Public Radio.